This Is Time for Life, where Darby and one of his friends chat about the last couple of weeks of their lives.
That's right, you're here on Time for Life with Darby and William, back from an episode. And in this episode, we've got some cool stuff coming up. It's been a exciting, well, also not the most exciting week ever during school and just life in general. So, William, kick it off. I got an email from you yesterday on saying what you were doing. Yesterday or Friday?
Wait. Friday and today.
Yesterday was Friday. Okay, never mind then. Because we've got... We had the 4 days of the week, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Never mind. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we had Friday as a day off, which was yesterday, and right now it's Saturday, and it feels like Sunday because yesterday I had the day off, and so I am being so confused with all the different days and stuff. Anyway, yesterday, I got an email from you. What were you trying to make out of Humble Beads?
I was making Crazy Cars. Now, Crazy Cars is a game that me and Darby plan to train, and Riley and some other people at school.
Yeah, so we'll link the poker game. It's actually a pretty good game. If the developers want to reach out to us and sponsor us for an episode, for a view, that kind of thing, that would be actually the coolest, one of the coolest episodes we're going to do, because that would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
play it, gameplay, that kind of thing.
It's just the best simple game.
Yeah, it's like when I first got into it, I thought the graphics weren't the best and stuff, but once you play it, it's not meant to be the best, like, GTA or the best Fortnite, Minecraft, best graphics or anything like that. It's meant to be a simple game they can play when you're bored.
If they did upgrade it, what would be cool is different camera angles.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so functionality to make it different camera angles. Yeah. I know it'd be kind of hard with two-player, though.
Yeah, because what would you... I mean, you could choose just your own with one side.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so you were making the Humvees kind of like the thumbnail? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, the like the...
The logo picture thing.
Yeah.
And some more news is that Time for Tech, Time for Life, Time for really everything, the whole podcast itself, is going to be getting some membership soon, which will basically enable extended episodes, which you can only access if you have a sponsorship or a membership, which will be monthly. I think it's going to be $2.99 a month. That's AU, so $2.99 a month. That will give you, you know, those extended episodes, you know, behind the scenes, you know, those kind of things.
All these videos.
Yeah, maybe them. Yeah. Or even just some of our planning ideas of what we want to do that. I'm also going to, I already have made a buy me a coffee page for myself. And it's sort of also on behalf of the podcast itself. If you go to buymeacoffee.com/Darby with an I, not a Y, an I, M. So buymeacoffee.com/Darby M. You can then find me. It's like really corny profile picture from like 8 months ago. It looks, it looks like it was quite a while ago. And you can then join a membership, which will be for me and also for the podcast. It's kind of confusing. If you want to get extra episodes, that kind of thing, you go onto Spotify for Podcasters, and then soon you'll be able to see a membership kind of page thing where you can get extended episodes. But if you want to support me or maybe get some extra merch, I think we're going to do some extra different shout-outs, that kind of thing, you can go onto buymeacoffee.com/Darby. And it's called Buy Me a Coffee because they've got this awesome feature where if you go on to support, like there's memberships and support, if you press support, you can buy me a pair of headphones. Now, originally it was just a coffee, but you can change it now to headphones or whatever you want, really. And you can choose how many headphones you want to, give me. When I get the money, I don't actually buy headphones. I might once in a while, but I don't necessarily always get headphones. It's just a cool kind of concept. Like if I want to buy if William say wanted to buy me 3 headphones or wanted to give me $15, he could then give me 3 headphones or buy me 3 headphones and then write me a little description thing like great job Darb or you know love your content Darb and then you can actually support for $15 pay with all your main payment kind of brands and that kind of thing. I think Google Pay, you know, Visa, MasterCard, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so head over to buymeacoffee.com/WM. That'll be in the link in the description as well to support me and to possibly get some extra merch and extra content. Yeah, so Will, do you have anything else we need to talk about that's on the top of your mind at the moment? Or tip of your tongue? Tip of your tongue.
I've been doing Harma beads all weekend.
Yeah. What have you made? So besides the crazy cars, have you done anything else?
I made Pokey Icon.
The Pokey Icon? Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I made a pigeon.
A pigeon?
Yep, a pigeon. Yeah.
Cool.
My laptop background pigeon. It's very random, but yes.
Yeah, Daniel R. Shout out to Daniel Rifko. Oh, Daniel R. Yeah. Great friend. Met like this Discord kind of study group anyway. He sent me, during English, he sent my background to be a pickle. I have not changed it yet because I can't be bothered to change it. But he sent it to a pickle when I was helping someone else with tech and stuff. So, yeah, it was a pretty, pretty funny.
Pickle.
Another thing is tonight, the reason this episode might be a bit shorter is because I have to kick William out of the house It sounds bad, but you know what I mean. Like, you know, I don't want to, like, I don't need to be offended or anything, but yeah, we have to go do this. It's just kind of like cool. It's like youth for like all ages of kids. Basically, you drop off your kids. It's gonna be like a movie, I think, or something, and then there's gonna be like food, you know, ice blocks, party pies, that kind of thing. You go over there, you drop your kids off there. It's like 5 to 8:30 or something, and then the mum and dad or the parents can have a date night, or like they can go out to a hotel, you know, have some good food, that kind of stuff. And it's a really cool concept. It's called Kids Night In, Adults Night Out. So might be doing some more of these later in the future. But yeah, it's a pretty cool idea. Youth for like all ages, really.
Yeah, I've actually got my church has a thing on tonight. It's a men's dinner.
You going to that?
Yeah.
Is that the reason you had to go?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's pretty good.
So, what time's that?
It starts at like 5.
Yeah.
So we have to leave at like 15 too.
Yeah.
Well, if you leave it, you probably have to leave before 5. Mm. Not at 5, because... Yeah. Yeah. Another thing we did on Wednesday, as I said before, Friday, which was yesterday, was pretty good. On Wednesday... on Wednesday, me and my dad, we popped into DB Hi-Fi to pick up my click and collect order, which was this really cool LED rope. And it's like, it's really cool because another reason it's really cool is because I actually got it for completely free which is completely free. You just sign up with your email and your phone number and you get $10 off for your order. You just enter the coupon code. And I also got a $10 gift card from, it's like this cool thing, you do surveys, it's like an app, you do surveys and you get money, and then you can exchange it for gift cards or PayPal.
Yeah.
Really cool idea. And yeah, I actually got it for free. It's pretty cool. Annoying thing is you can't change the colours, which I think is because on the light, there's 4 colours on the light, and it has like flashing and like slow fade. And I think there's every 4 or every 1 light, LED on the rope. It's like transparent rope, rubber kind of thing. I think there's like only blue, and that means only blue will light up with that LED, if that makes sense. Right. Like there's only, it's like a blue, green, yellow, pink. Blue, green, yellow, pink. So that's why you can't change the colour, because otherwise it'd be like only a quarter of the rope would be lighting up.
Yeah.
Why did you just shake your head?
I don't understand a single word you're talking about, but I don't want to say that in front of people.
Yep.
Even I just did, but yeah.
Oh, what's in there? You talk about what you just wrote down.
Yeah, I'm going to the show's on this weekend. Are you going, Darby?
Stop making fun of me. You know I'm not going.
Oh, you know? Oh.
What do you mean?
Sorry,
that's what everyone was talking about that in Haas. Everyone was like, oh, we're going to the show. And I'm like, I'm not going to the show. And they're like, oh.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't know, but I think... My dad's got a sore foot and...
So that's where you're going?
No, my dad's got a sore foot, so he can't come.
Oh.
My brother just doesn't want to.
Isn't he going with his friend?
Don't think so.
Okay.
He chose not to.
Yeah.
Because that's my brother, you know. Yeah. He's kind of just whatever. Anyway, and then, yeah, so I'm going tomorrow with just mum.
So sick.
That's why I bring this whole GoPro to do stuff, not the new one, because I'm going to use that tomorrow.
Mm. Oh, to charge it.
Yeah, because I'm charging it now.
Yeah, so yesterday, again, for like the seventh time, being a day off, we actually finally got into the bank, and we finally got myself a bank account, which I was like, praise the Lord, hallelujah, because I have, you would not know, I have been asking for a bank account since like 6 months ago. Ever since I started a podcast, I've wanted a bank account, which was actually, no, yeah, it's the ninth. It's the ninth month. So it started, my first episode was the 31st of Jan. I mean, not 31st. 31st of December, which was 9 months ago.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I'm sure you would have had a bank account by now. You're the kind of guy that would, but...
Trust me, I would want one. Mm. And then every time we tried to do it, wouldn't want to work online. We had to go to the bank. Bank wouldn't work. We had to put an appointment. Oh, well, let's try and do this. Oh, we wouldn't work with Westpac. We have to go to the bank and say, finally got it in. And now I can, yeah, as I said before, start receiving memberships and, yeah, buy me coffees. So if you love this kind of content, that kind of thing, make sure you... You know, support me on Buy Me a Coffee, support the whole podcast. And that means I'll be able to record more, you know, record more episodes, get more time, get better equipment, you know, get more guests on, like William right here. And yeah, just make the whole podcast more well known and just a better place and podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, make sure to support me over there.
I was just thinking of how terrible my first podcast was. I was so scared. And I was just acting.
Your episode or your podcast?
Your the one the
Time for Life one?
The first one that you made with me.
I think it's Time for Life.
Yeah, Time for Life. The terrible one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You just stop
recording. I need to stop recording. It's just catching up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was it?
Yeah, don't listen to episode
one of Time for Life. Yeah, I think we'll kick off extended episodes from next week. So if yeah, we might maybe like get more record time out for when I have guests on and stuff and make sure that people can get them in. And yeah.
If you were to go to the show, what would you do? Would you look at the pigs or would you go on rides or
look at, that's first thing that came to mind, look at the pigs.
What's the cattle shows? Or what?
Yeah, so I'll probably go to the show bags. I love the show bags.
Oh,
only thing I like about the show bags is that they're so expensive.
They got like $50, like
$50. OMG, guys. Anyway, yeah. If not, I'm not gonna. your laugh is hilarious. I love your laugh.
My laugh is terrible.
Laugh.
I can't.
Do you have a sarcastic laugh?
I laugh so hard.
Do you have a sarcastic laugh?
Before, I was just trying to play my clarinet, practice my clarinet, and Lachlan was making sounds.
I heard that outside. We were doing soccer, and it was like, I'm like looking for it.
Yeah, I saw you. Do you see me? That was another day, though.
Yeah, we were playing. You saw me playing. I've been getting into playing some frisbee and soccer with my bros. It's been good because I just need to get some more activity in because, as you know, have a podcast. Don't do too much out of school sports. I look forward to sports though. They're pretty fun. I don't have to admit.
Good sports.
Yeah, I'm not too shabby when it comes to soccer or frisbee. Ultimate frisbee is pretty fun, except I try to keep catching the frisbee. I think this was on Monday.
And I miss.
With one hand in the bin, like you know how the little like the goal area? I went in there, I always ran straight to the goal area because I was like their person. And my team's person. So I thought to me, I'd be like, and then miss. And then they were like, use two hands. And I was like, I couldn't. It's just natural. But I finally used two hands, caught it. Missed like, so if they threw it like five times, I missed three of them and like got two of them. So that's not too bad. Mm-hmm. Talking about missing in sports, I actually, in cricket, I love cricket. It's pretty good. Love batting because when the ball comes to me, I miss the bat maybe 1/4 the time or half the time. But when I do hit that ball, or when I hit that ball, it goes flying. Like, I use all
goes
my
to
bang, and it goes pew.
It's going to go
to
Mars, but no, it goes to Pluto.
Pluto, yeah, it goes pretty far. Like, I don't get how people, like, bing, and it just, like, rolls tiny bit. Mm. I'm like, bang, off the field, look at that.
Off the world.
Off the world, off the radar.
Yeah.
Talking about radars, I'm actually thinking of making a new...
Radar.
A new store. Affiliate links, Amazon affiliate link store. Basically what it is I will review products from Amazon, and yeah, I'll have their ratings, reviews, what they are, have them in categories and stuff. I'm thinking of calling it Stuff Radar. Basically, right. You go on there, you click on like wearables, watch, you know, like whatever category you want, and then you'll be able to find some products, and they'll have a button that will take them to the link to Amazon. And that link is an affiliate link. So I'll earn like 1% or 10% of your purchase when you purchase it, which is great for me because that means I can just have that running in the background every so often. I update the products and stuff. And that means you guys can also find really good products without having to search for hours just trying to find a good present for your 12-year-old niece or nephew or 50-year-old grandma or something.
50-year-old grandma.
Oh.
My mum's 50. Yeah. Standard.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything about that, but I'm just like, that's pretty old. Like, isn't that pretty good for your mum to be that old? Like 36 when you.
Yeah. So I just talked about something about school. It's annoying because whenever I'm scared for people to pass the ball to me because they just, you know, like, oh, we don't really know this guy. I'm not gonna pass to him.
But that was in primary school.
And then, no, still now. Oh. And then people pass to me. And then when they say, you know, kick it.
Yeah, yeah.
I kick it and it's just, I always miss the ball or I do something and then everyone knows I'm a terrible player.
Yeah.
So then I try to do well, it.
I think it's kind of good because you had a pretty, had a decent amount of friends in primary school. As in, like, that's pretty good. Like
two.
No, I had like good 5 or 10.
Five. Not 10. I'm just saying, primary school is terrible.
And I actually loved it.
Yeah, because you had like 50...
friends.
Yeah, certain friends, yeah. High school is way better.
I think it. I think it's good for you because like...
I could restart. I could just start
again. That's what I was about to say. So basically,
just...
you had your 5 friends in primary school. It's kind of hard for you to extend because you're not the most social person I know. Exactly. No. But in high school, we had a fresh new start. You already knew some people because I knew it. I connected them with you. They didn't know that you only had 5 friends in primary school. And so that meant they weren't like, oh, you don't have much friends. You were like, I have heaps of friends now.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. I think it's like really good, actually.
I'm actually surprised how many friends I have and how many people actually care about me now.
Yeah, it's really nice. Because
in primary school, everyone would just hate me. Me and Liam. They just hate me.
Yeah.
I don't get why. I don't know why. It was like reception to year... Reception to year 3, and then like halfway through year 4, everything started to change. And halfway through year 4 to year 6,
everything started to change.
Everything changes.
I started to turn to a bird.
I'm serious. Everyone was fine. Year 3 was my favorite year, and then like it just turned off.
Yeah.
And year 5 was terrible.
Yeah. I think it's like the older you get, the more judgmental you get because you know what expected of the good people.
Yeah.
If it makes sense. Like, it's like, in reception, it was like, if you have hair, you're cool. And that was like, bruh. Or like, if you have, I don't know, lunch. I don't want to say anything like that. But like, if you have like a fidget spinner, you're cool. Or like in your two, if you have a fidget spinner, you're cool. But now it's like, if you don't have good haircut, good face, you know, going through puberty, that kind of stuff. Don't have good friends or that kind of stuff, then people consider you like not a good person or like a loser, that kind of thing.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you look like.
Yeah, it doesn't. It honestly doesn't. The only thing that matters is really your like personality.
Mm.
It's the only thing people should be judging you by.
What you look like.
Or not even like that. Not even your judge. Not even your personality. It's just, yeah.
We went primary school. We went to see that. Remember that? It wasn't a movie, but it was like a long, hour-long thing where it was like a thing where they showed, like, doesn't matter what you look like, just saying.
Where was it?
We all went year six.
Year six. Oh, yeah, year six. Year
yeah,
six.
That thing.
That wasn't about what we look like, though.
No, it was.
I think it was.
Yeah, it was.
I think it was just about, like, random stuff. It was just like, parse the house around the people and see if you land on
no,
it.
No, not that. The other huh? one. The one that we did near, like, August, September-ish. Huh? And it was in the movie theatres. We watched a movie. It was.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The social media kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thing.
Yeah, from that changed people a teeny weeny bit, but like 5 days later, it was back
yeah.
to normal.
I loved this one guy on it. He wanted to start a YouTube channel. So cool. I forgot his name. What was the? I think it was like, I think the movie was like, oh, I'll have to try and remember it. But it was like, it was pretty good film. Like not gonna lie.
Mm.
Pretty good. I'm actually thinking of doing an episode, Time for Life episode, where we do like a top down and we bring out like stuff from like year two that we found, or like drawings we found from like year two.
Yeah.
And then we have the top down camera and we're like, I remember that drawing in year three when I had friend. Or like not sorry, that wasn't that came out wrong. But I remember this drawing when we were in Haas and we were doing making houses and stuff.
Yeah. I've got some old stuff in boxes.
Yeah.
I want to look back. I found an old box of all my old toys before. And I was like, oh, this.
Yeah.
It was in the roof, and I had these.
In the roof?
Yeah. In the ceiling.
Like possums like, or?
No, boxes of stuff.
Oh, like attic. The attic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The cellar or whatever. Attic.
Yeah, and I found this old box of stuff, and I had this thing. I made a candle, like a colourful candle, when I went to Sovereign Hill.
In Sovereign Victoria, Hill, which is?
Victoria. What's it called?
Melbourne,
yes. It's what's cool.
Ballarat.
It's in a Ballarat. That's it. Right. We went there. Goldfields. There's all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was I talking about? In the start. No.
If you forget, I'm just because we have to wrap up the episode in a sec.
Yeah. Well, what was it? What was I talking about?
Ballarat.
Yeah. Before that. That's what?
I'm just going to quickly say, in...
Oh, the candle. I made the candle there. And don't just rush me or I'll keep doing this, so don't rush me. Made that candle there and it got so hot in the attic that it melted and got all in the stuff and, yeah.
Cool. All right, so I'm just going to quickly say...
It's not cool, darling. It's really annoying. Yes. And... You know, it was kind of not great.
Inspirational, we get it. Okay, no. So basically this Friday, I just want to quickly say, this Friday we've got Bowling for Youth, which is going to be pretty cool. And after that, for Saturday and Sunday, we're actually going to the Riverland, which is in Loxton. We're heading up there for the weekend. So if you don't get a Time for Life episode, that's why you won't get one. I might record something on the trip, might record something there, just like a little promo thing reminding people about the Bummy Coffee and supporting and that kind of stuff. And talking about Bummy Coffee... Remember, buymeacoffee.com/Derby-more. Hi guys, post Derby here. Just letting you know, it's not Derby-more, it's Derby M. So buymeacoffee.com/Derby M. And yeah, hopefully soon going to release some Spotify membership tiers where you can join and get extended episodes and stuff.
Mm.
So yeah, that kind of wraps up the episode. Really hope you enjoyed this time full episode. Yeah, we're trying to extend it and trying to, like, get more information into it. But we will see you guys in the next one. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
You've been listening to Time for Life. Feel free to let us know your thoughts by commenting below, emailing us at timeforlifepodcast@gmail.com, or sending a voice message at anchor.fm/Darby-more.